right, welcome back. More of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone. Awesome weekend in the NFL. Should make for a pretty good championship weekend as well. And we are joined now by Alan Bell, Sportsline, on the show. Hey, Alan, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? You doing all right?
Doing good. First of all, I would like the background on why you were temporarily locked out of Twitter.
Yeah, so apparently if you make a lot of gambling jokes using Avril Lavigne videos, her team doesn't like that. So, yeah, they had all of those tweets removed and had me temporarily suspended.
What was the Avril Lavigne joke?
It was talking about New York, like, bookies, you know, now that it's legal. And I used one of her songs, I used one of her songs talking about, like, leaving or something like that. I don't know. Like, it was dumb, but it was funny and it worked. I'm like, that's the part that I hate is, like, the joke was actually pretty good. And then now it's like, okay, now we're done.
Well, all right, man. You versus Avril Lavigne is the next celebrity boxing match I'm looking forward to.
That's what we need.
Okay, just first blush thought on the weekend of, like, when the game finished up on Sunday night and you, like, had to sit there on the couch and just kind of think about what happened that day for a while. What came to your head?
Okay. Well, first off, Bills and Chiefs, good God, that was amazing. It was a crazy week. I mean, look at all the upsets, right? Like, we saw both number one seeds out, gone. We saw three teams on the road, underdogs, go in there. The Bills had a shot to make it a clean sweep, but the Chiefs held them off. It was the greatest divisional round of playoffs I've ever seen, and it capped off with arguably the greatest game that we've ever, you know, that we've ever seen. I mean, there are others that, you know, are in that category, but that was just amazing.
No, it's crazy, man, because my first blush on, I was just talking about this too, like, my first blush on all these things when we talk about the greatest game and the greatest weekend is to brush back on, like, on the hyperbole, but it's very possible that was, you know, and we need to, like, not that we need to talk about it more, because obviously, you know, but there's a level of disappointment because it wasn't the Super Bowl or it wasn't the AFC Championship game too.
Right? Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. But, you know, I've heard a couple of people say that, like, work-wise, you know, like, talking through Slack, we're like, oh, well, you know, how's it going to top this? Well, the NFL seems to always find a way, right? Like, these are going to be pretty good games, you know, as well. Another thing, you know, that I thought about, think about this. Both number one seeds this weekend were knocked out by quarterbacks who combined for zero touchdowns.
Jeez. Yeah.
None. Burrow and Garoppolo, zero touchdowns.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it probably tells you a little bit about, you know, the strength of the other teams as well. Like, yeah. if you have a quarterback, you know, that can really go, you know, where Mahomes and Josh Allen went. Like, if the Bills copy and paste that performance against any other team in the field, they win in advance, right?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Right. Like, it was insane. Like, we were talking about, you know, me being here in Nashville. Like, you know, everyone's talking about Saturday, like, Ryan Tannehill having just an ungodly awful performance. And also going into Sunday, he led the playoffs in touchdown.
Right.
Like, what? Like, that, like, it was just nuts, man. Like, this entire weekend was craziness. But, I mean, you're right, man. Like, that's the crazy part, is that the Bills legitimately would have beaten the hell out of any other team, you know, in the playoffs. They just ran into the buzzsaw that's the Kansas City Chiefs.
What do you do next with Tannehill? Like, where does that franchise go now?
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough because they got a lot of money invested in him. And quite frankly, like, you're not going to be able to trade him for any of the value that you're going to need, right? Because teams, you know, are going to look and say, I don't know about that. So, you know, he's going to be back. Like, there's no question with that. You know, and look, let me say, I don't hate Ryan Tannehill. Like, you know, there's a lot of fans here in Nashville right now that are, you know, beating him down. And don't get me wrong, he's played awful now in two straight playoff games. But it is the playoffs. It's tough, right? Like, I think more importantly, the Titans need to just get better offensively, stack more talent. And they do need to do something about play calling as well offensively. That's kind of been – just a mishmash all season long. But yeah, man, like I think Ryan Tannehill is he's good enough to win you games, right? But you're gonna have to put talent around him for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Alan Bell, Sportsline, is with us. We were just talking about this too. I mean, speaking of the quarterbacks and the quarterback play in the league, obviously was on display with Allen and Mahomes. Like the next decade in the AFC, it's almost hard to imagine a non-Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, represented in the Super Bowl from the AFC for a long time now, and that's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, it is. You know, and look, I mean. Overall, okay, I think the league is in an incredible place with young quarterbacks, like looking beyond just Mahomes and Josh Allen, but then dialing in to exactly what you just said. I mean, good Lord, but that's another thing. Like we were, doing radio here in Nashville, after that game Monday, yesterday, whatever. And, people were saying, they're like, oh, we got to get rid of Tannehill. We got to do this. I was like, and do what? I was like, and get who? I was like,
right.
This is right in front of you of what, the standard is. Mahomes, Josh Allen, the Chiefs, the Buffalo Bills. Like, it's not smart to go through a full rebuild, like, unless you have just, another one of those kind of guys, which I don't know if human beings exist like them. You know what I mean? But it was like, look, like, you're just going to have to overall as a team just be as good and talented as possible because it's tough, man. Like, the Chiefs and the Bills are just going to be here. God, like you said, I mean, 10 years. Like, right. We're going to see this over and over, which I'm not complaining about either because these are unbelievable games.
No, it should make for some awesome stuff, that's for sure. I'm not complaining about it either. Hey, Alan, you tweeted out yesterday. We talked about it a little bit on the show when I saw it. The look-ahead lines for the potential Super Bowl matchups. The Chiefs-Niners potential Super Bowl, which I think could happen, by the way. The 49ers have had the Rams number. The Chiefs look like a pretty good favorite against Cincinnati this weekend. I could very easily see it being San Francisco and Kansas City again, as it was a couple years ago. Like, 2.5 seems really small for that. And maybe, depending on what happens this weekend, it comes back up. But I don't know how San Francisco, scores enough touchdowns to keep up. That seemed crazy to me.
Yeah, it does. All right. And for anybody listening, yeah, I mean, you guys talked about it. But, yeah, the Chiefs would be 2.5-point favorites over the 49ers in the Super Bowl and would be 1.5-point favorites over the Rams in the Super Bowl. And, I mean, I'm with you. Like, first off, I think that the Rams are going to blast the 49ers on Sunday. And, look, I understand all of, the scenarios of the history between those two head coaches. But we said the same thing on the show last week, that the Rams were going to put it on the Bucs. And this Rams team is really, really good. And I think that a lot of those kind of negative things for Los Angeles play into this game well. Also, Los Angeles knows that they have given away and leveraged their entire draft future for the next 5 years for this moment.
Yep.
Right here, right now. You know what I mean? Like, they did it. So I think it's going to be the Rams and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Now, here's the thing, though. I'm with you. Like, the 49ers, offensively, they just can't keep up. Like, there's so many things that they have to do. They have to control the entire game, which we've seen they're able to do it. But the minute that they can't, it's over. Like, go back, a month ago, when the 49ers were playing here in Nashville on Thursday night, right? Like, the first half, they controlled it. But once Tennessee started scoring, there's nothing that they could do. Like, they can't play that style of game.
It's this.
So, long story short, man, I'm with you. Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's exactly this. Like, you can play perfect defense and the offense still beats you, and that's what San Francisco would have to do. Like, we saw it. Those two defenses with Kansas City and Buffalo on Sunday night, those two defenses are really good. And I think a lot of times they were in the right spots, but the quarterbacks the offenses were so good.
They're so good. Like, that's a great point too. Like, let's please not sleep on the Chiefs defense either. You know what I mean? And the same thing for the Bills. Like, the Bills were the number one defense in legitimately, like, 19 different categories. You know what I mean? Like, but that's yep. Why these quarterbacks are so good. So, yeah, I'm with you 100% there.
True or false, Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay?
You know what? I think Aaron Rodgers is done in the NFL.
Mm.
I think he's going to retire. Like, honestly, like, I think that after that loss, after how the internet just came after him with names like Throw Rogan and all these different, like, he strikes me as the kind of guy that'll just pop up like in a week or two and just like, I'm done. You know what I mean? So that's kind of my thought. Again, that's just me kind of going, you know, off the wall here. But man, like, as for Green Bay, probably, like, I'm not going to say definitely. He's probably done there. If Hackett gets the job in Denver, I could see some sort of situation with him going over there. But honestly, man, like, it just wouldn't surprise me to see him just call it a day.
Well, it's crazy because, like, I don't know. What's your read on this? Because he doesn't strike me really as a guy who cares all that much about legacy. Like you said, I think he could wake up tomorrow and be like, yeah, you know what? I don't need this. I'm done. I'll go on a beach and retire.
Yeah, 100%. Like, he has, like, him and Jay Cutler are very similar in a lot of ways. They're different in a lot of ways, too. But he definitely has that just, like, I don't care, that kind of laissez-faire attitude in regards to it. Now, don't be wrong. Like, you know, he's going to do his best, obviously, you know, when he plays. But, yeah, like, he's somebody who definitely looks beyond just football. Like, he has other things that he wants to do and every opportunity on the planet. You know what I mean? That he could. So, yeah, I'm with you there.
Which side, looking ahead to championship weekend here, which side do you feel the strongest about right now? Whether it's, you know, Chiefs, Bengals in that game with the spread or Rams. I mean, you said you're really confident in the Rams. You feel like that's the strongest play for this weekend just as far as the side is concerned?
I'm super confident in both, to be completely honest with you. Like, not to, like, middle that question, but I'm super confident in both of them. Right, I think the Rams are going to handle their business. I think exactly what we talked about. They're going to start the same way they did against Tampa Bay. They know that you just put points up, and they know now that since they almost blew it, to keep your foot on the gas pedal, right? And I just don't think San Francisco is going to be able to keep up. Second, you know, in regards to the Chiefs, the Bengals, I feel super strong about the Chiefs as well. Don't be wrong, the Bengals are a great team. Joe Burrow's the truth. Love that kid. But the Chiefs are on a mission, and you know the Chiefs just took a sledgehammer to the face from the Buffalo Bills and didn't flinch, right? Like, the Bengals aren't going to do that. They're not going to put that up. And then, you know, I know that, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, these two teams did play, but I just feel Kansas City. And you look at Cincinnati, their last three games that they've won, the Titans included, all three teams scored like 21 points or fewer, right? Like, and I don't think it's because of a particularly staunch defense. They're a good team. Again, I'm not saying anything negative, but the Chiefs are going to handle their business. I've already laid it on sportsline.com. Chiefs -7. They're going to put it all over the Bengals.
I'm with you, man. And I think that would produce the best Super Bowl matchup. But there's always that thought in the back of your head. Like, first of all, we have the prior experience. We have the 49ers and what's happened with them and the Rams. And then the Bengals beating the Chiefs, you know, not that long ago. I feel like this is a dangerous week where there's only a couple games. I'm sure you know all about this, where there's only one game or two, and you start talking yourself in different directions and convincing yourself of different things. I think you got to go with your gut here, your first instinct, right?
100%. And let me give you a stat to back that up. Okay, the last 34 playoff games. Okay, the team that won the game, that just won the game, covered in 31 of them.
Wow.
In fact, we've had 10 playoff games this year. In 2021, we've had 10. All 10 teams that won the game covered.
Yeah, right.
So, like that's what I'm saying. Like, and I know that there have been some upsets, obviously, you know, that, you know, them winning outright automatically, you know, gives you that cover. But we've had 6 favorites win as well and cover that, right? So I'm with you. Long story short, trust your gut. Don't overthink it. And more times than not, the team that you think is going to win the game, historically, they cover as well.
Yep, pick a winner, go with it. All right, Alan, appreciate you, man. We'll let you go. Have a good week. Enjoy the football this weekend, and we'll have our Super Bowl set next week. We'll talk about it.
I love it, man. Be good, brother. Thank you.
Al Bell, sportsline.com. You can find his picks and analysis there. Also, you can find his voice on the Early Edge podcast a few times a week there as well, mainstay on that one. Let's take a break. We'll come back with odd news. Up next, the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, the NFL playoffs are in full gear, as we just talked about with AB. Everyone needs to get in on the action with a risk-free bet. Risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. All customers get up to $10 if your same game parlay doesn't win. Same game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. Let's say you're with Alan and you like the Rams all over the 49ers this weekend. So you take the Cooper Kupp and you take the Stafford and you take under or your overs on Jimmy Garoppolo throwing a pick or two. You know, like it's going to get dangerous for them. You could, if you think you know a way the game is going to go, the same game parlays are perfect, perfect for you. America's number one sportsbook. New customers join today with promo code HAPPER to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using promo code HAPPER, H-A-P-P-E-R. You can turn a $5 bet into $150 with promo code HAPPER. 21 plus present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.